As far as music videos go, I think I'm probably one of the few people who really don't connect with it. I guess I'm more of an aural kind of person, A-U-R-A-L, than a visual person. And when I'm creating my music, I really am lost in the sound of it. And visually, it just passes me by. When I look at the MTVs and the VH1s, I know that people are enjoying them, and I know that people are enjoying making them and creating them. I just don't connect with it, really. Sometimes when I look at MTV, all I see are people thrusting their midsections at the camera over and over and over and over again. I guess that has a place in the world, but for me, I like to listen to my music. Well, as far as the remixing of songs goes these days, it is a very, very awkward experience for the creator. You put your heart and soul into creating a record that sounds one particular way that you envision in your mind and that you've worked very hard on and that you want to sound a specific way. And then you turn over all of that to somebody else who gives you their version of what you've done. My experiences with my dance mixes of Copa and I'm Your Man and recently I'd Really Love to See You Tonight have been, thank goodness they've been positive, but at first listen I'm usually shocked and I have to sit down and breathe hard because they sound so different than what I originally came up with. I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, however, was a real jaw-dropper for me. In a million years would never have been able to predict that could be done with that song. I knew that an up-tempo version would work, but this guy Tony Moran is a real genius and a maniac at the same time. And when I heard it, it was a real eye-opener, and I flipped out over it. I love this remix of "I'd Really Love to See You Tonight," and I'm just crossing my fingers that everybody else does too.